Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Coordination was extraordinary. You had dozens of U.S. and Israeli fighter jets in the air. The U.S. fighters alone shooting down those 80 armed drones with heat-seeking missiles. There were refueling tankers in the air, ships at sea launching anti-ballistic missiles, all the while tracking more than 300 drones and missiles launched by Iran and its proxies. But despite that success, the Pentagon will not be involved in assisting with any Israeli attack on Iran, not aerial refueling, nothing. A senior U.S. official warning that Israel is intent on responding, adding that the world may think this is over. It is not.
Yeah, that is interesting. Israel is going to respond, and the United States being so clear that, look, we don't support it. We won't even let you. We won't even help you refuel. Nothing. You get no support from us on that. I lean toward you got to respond and we should help, but I don't know that that's the right answer. Let's hear a little bit from also from ABC James Longman on how Israel could respond when it does.
This region is bracing for Israel's response. The question is, where might they strike and how extensive could it be? Could they strike inside Iran or could they strike in Lebanon and on Iran's most important ally, Hezbollah? Could there be an incursion, push Hezbollah up away from the border with Israel? What is clear is that all of Iran's proxies in this region have been emboldened.
I don't know about you, but I've heard some pretty convincing arguments on both sides of this. I heard an argument yesterday where I thought, okay, I'm settled on this before I got moved off that position. Of Iran, it looks like, took their best shot and failed miserably. And it was made very, very clear you don't have a chance of taking on Israel and the other countries around, and there are other countries.
Never mind the United States.
Yeah. Never mind the United States, and there are other countries that join in immediately. So forget it. And you call it good there. The other argument obviously is they're screaming toward a nuclear weapon. They continue to say they're dedicated to the idea of killing you, eliminating you. You go after them. You punch back. You gotta.
Yeah, I think there's an assumption that Israel will respond within the length of the American attention span, which is, as we know, whoops, I've already lost you. Too slow. Israel will respond in a way and at a time that is most effective. It could be in 5 months, a cyber attack. They are, to their credit, not a society, intelligence service, military that is into knee-jerk.
Well, so from the experts that I like to listen to, and Mike Lyons said this too yesterday, he laughed at the question of was Iran actually trying to do any damage, or was this just a gesture? See, you can't send as many missiles and drones at the same time trying to confuse radar and everything like that without the intention. You're trying to kill a whole bunch of people. That's what they're trying to do. But if that was their best shot, why would Israel not hit them hard like right now and just bomb the bejesus out of something and say, really say don't, backing it up with some muscle of that'll happen again 10 times that. Don't. And what are they going to do? They just took their best shot at you and failed miserably.
I just figured this out. How handy for the listening audience.
You need to send a fax or something to Joe Biden. He probably takes faxes.
He probably has a fax machine. That's right. I think, and you'll totally get this because you're a math guy. I think what we're doing wrong here is putting parentheses around this incident. If you can picture a math equation and acting as if this is a distinct incident that needs a distinct response. This is part of a very long road. And I think Netanyahu and his war cabinet, with whom he is at each other's throats, from what I understand, but they're not bothering to bracket this. They're thinking, okay, that's yet another sign that we need to achieve X, Y, and Z, whatever they want to achieve, re-Iran. Might alter the timetable a little bit. But Netanyahu's thinking, all right, we have this plan to take their nuclear reactors completely offline, destroy their nuclear infrastructure, kill all their scientists, whatever. That's going to win the day long term. Guys, do we want to make a big show of this, or do we just continue on the road to ultimate victory? And it's entirely possible they'll say, no, I tell you what, we're going to let this sleeping dog lie, and everybody's going to be running around saying, oh my God, when is Israel? Why didn't Israel? What's going on with Israel? And plan A is going to be rolling along at full speed, if you know what I mean.
Right. And there's also the idea that Israel continuing to form alliances with other countries like Saudi Arabia, which makes you more protected.
Exactly.
David Ignatius in the Washington Post quoting a senior Israeli official who said, we do not seek to escalate this. We want to contain it, but we cannot let it pass.
And that kind of sounds like what I was saying.
And I feel like if you respond in 5 months, though, it doesn't have the feeling of it was because of this.
It doesn't need to.
Maybe it doesn't need to. Yeah.
That's my premise. Yeah, it's, and I don't mean to underestimate or take on the enormity of the attack, but it's almost like Churchill's not pausing to chuck rocks at every dog that barks. Number one, what are you doing chucking rocks at dogs in the first place? But
lunatic
is there. Israel is thinking, we have a plan. We know what we're doing. We're going to do it good and hard. And do we want to be distracted by this or change our plan at all because of this? No, I don't think so. We're good. I can see that. That's calculating.
I do feel like that's underplaying an attack with hundreds of missiles and drones shot at you from directly from Iran to Jerusalem.
Yeah, okay.
That's a hell of an attack.
Oh, I know it is. So you had the metaphor the other day, which I really enjoyed. You got your crazy neighbor who's got a gun and a pit bull, and he's the pit bull's bit some family member, I can't remember exactly, and then he squeezed off shots at you, and you've got to respond. If you have a plan that tomorrow at noon, his house is going to blow up, and you're going to, first you're going to gas him, put him to sleep, put him in your underground dungeon, blow up his house, and he'll never be seen again on the face of the earth. You're not going to say, well, I better punch him a couple of times because he just did this. No, you're going to wait till tomorrow at noon.
I like the fact that I have a dungeon in this scenario.
That just popped into my head. It's a little perverse. I think I may get some counseling.
God, I know. I watched Pulp Fiction the other night for the first time in 20 years. That movie's 30 years old. Came out in 1994.
Shocking.
It's only shocking if you're old.
Yes.
But it holds up, man. That is not like it seems. Why was this a big deal? What a freaking fantastic movie. John Travolta is amazing. But anyway, there's some disturbing scenes in that movie.
Oh, yes, there are. Yeah, many of them.
Because I hadn't watched it in a long, long time. Even. I hadn't watched it in a long, long time, and I thought, I wonder if I could watch this with Sam. No. No, I could not watch this with Sam.
You should have asked me. Oh, my.
He said, oh, my. Wow.
Not good parenting.
One word and gimp. They'll just say that word.
Yeah.
That's the reason you can't watch this with your 14-year-old.
Back to Israel.
If you want them to ever be able to sleep again. Maybe if you don't care if your kid never is able to sleep again.
Wow. So why don't we just go ahead and roll clip number 55, Aisha Hosni on Special Report last night.
What's that conversation like?
House Speaker Mike Johnson ignoring Fox's questions about aid for Israel. The speaker has yet to announce a proposal, but he's getting no shortage of demands.
They have to do it now. Now.
The president, along with leaders Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, and Hakeem Jeffries, all calling on Johnson to take up the $95 billion Senate-passed foreign aid package that includes aid for Ukraine and Taiwan.
If House Republicans put the Senate supplemental on the floor, I believe it would pass today, reach the president's desk tonight, and Israel would get the aid it needs by tomorrow.
Wow, Biden's now, reminiscent of his don't.
Right.
Aren't you embarrassed at how everybody always ignores you? Stop playing that card. But House Speaker Mike Johnson plans to bring separate bills to the House floor, funding Ukraine on one hand, Israel on the other, and Taiwan on the odd third hand, in a maneuver aimed at breaking that month-long deadlock over the $95 billion foreign aid package that they mentioned that the Senate passed. So now the president, oddly, has said, if you bring me a separate Israel funding, I won't sign it. It's got to be the package. And number one, I don't understand that politically, and I certainly don't get it constitutionally. Congress writes the law, chum. You know, they'll pass what they pass. If you also want Ukraine funding, then campaign hard for that next.
It's so troubling to me, though, as a guy who believes in democracy. These things are not controversial, really. Aid for Ukraine overwhelmingly would pass if you could just somehow get it to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even close. It's like 2/3 of Congress is going to vote for it.
Right. You've got the ugly tribal politics working against it. Your group of Republican rebels who wouldn't vote for it is actually quite small, but their majority is even smaller. And so they've got to have Democratic buy-in. But the Democrats don't want to give the Republicans a win or help them out if they can possibly avoid it, no matter how high the stakes for humanity, which is, if you're taking the temperature of, that's, I'm mixing metaphors, if you're trying to get an idea of the depths of amorality in American politics right now, that's a pretty good measure.
I'm trying to find the Marjorie Taylor Greene text from the other day, but I can't, where she basically said, I'm not for funding more Nazis in Ukraine. She actually referred to the whole thing as like directly as framed by Putin, that these are Nazis we're supporting.
Yeah, she's a dope.
Or does she believe that?
Oh, I think she does. Which proves she's a, what's the term? Dope.
And everyone knows it.
I mean, I agree with her sometimes, but, you know, stop clock is right twice a day.
A post that came out yesterday on Twitter, I don't know if it's from the president's office. I don't know if Zelensky said it or not. It came from his office. He's got people, too. To protect Israel, which is not a NATO member, Western countries did not need Article 5 of the alliance. The same is possible in relation to Ukraine. Political will is needed, Ukrainian President Zelensky said in his evening address. Well, he did say it in his address. But so he's making the point that so the world came together, all these different countries, to protect Israel. It's not because of NATO or anything. They weren't obligated by some treaty. It was just against madman government that is on the wrong side of the world. That's a decent argument.
Oh, yeah.
Iran, Russia, and China are together in all this. So the world will gather together in never-ending support for Israel against Iran. But Ukraine, you're kind of on your own. Not exactly sure what the argument is there. Oh, and one more thing on MJT. She just, another Republican just joined her calling
MJT,
for
MJT? That's not even close.
MTJ. Marjorie Taylor. No, MTG. There you go.
There he goes. There it
Marjorie
is.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. There you go. It only took me a half an hour. Another Republican had joined her in calling for the ouster of Speaker Johnson.
Okie doke.
So.
Good luck with that. Have fun.
Democrats announced the other day, and I'm not exactly sure why. Who's the leader of Jeffries is the name of the
Hakeem Jeffries, yeah.
Yeah, leader of Democrats. He announced we won't side. We're not going to try to take the speakership. He said that out loud. I don't know why he's doing that. Said that we won't, you know, take all of our members plus a couple and try to get a Democrat elected. So he announced that straight out, which protects Johnson to a certain extent. We got more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
War on rats. New York City now plans to deploy rodent birth control that comes in the form of salty pellets, which will hopefully be more effective than their last idea.
Teeny tiny condoms.
I had a... you got a Supreme Court thing you want to talk about coming up?
Oh, yeah. The Supreme Court has taken up a January 6th case that could affect hundreds of the prosecutions.
Okay,
hundreds.
Wow. Katie Couric on Bill Maher... on his basement show that he does, explaining the Trump voter in a way that will piss you off, pissed me off. I had a bad parenting moment yesterday.
Uh-oh. You passed on showing your kids Pulp Fiction, thankfully.
That was a good parenting moment. My kids are 6 and 4. No, my 14-year-old, I was trying to determine. No, he's not ready for Pulp Fiction either.
I was 30 when I saw it. I wasn't ready for it.
Exactly. So he had a soccer game yesterday. God, I hesitate to say this on the air. He had a soccer game yesterday. I'm there watching it. Soccer games are very long. Oftentimes not a lot of activity. I'm a busy man. I had a few things I had to do on my phone. Mm-hmm. I wasn't just scrolling crap. And a few things. I mean, I was getting some texts about this and that. Some things I had to deal with. I missed the one and only goal he may ever score in his life.
Oh, no.
I wasn't looking.
Oh, no. Hey, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when. Oh, boy. Am I wrong? I'm not wrong.
Just like you, Dad.
Ouchie.
You couldn't have just said you saw it?
I did, actually. So that's the other part of this story. I claimed I saw it.
You understand this is being aired, right?
Right. So dad of his friend came over and said, hey, Sam got a goal. Awesome. He did. I said, I missed it. He said, oh, don't tell him you missed it.
Oh, boy. Well, this was a weekday, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. You are a busy man.
Well, do you keep your eyes glued to the field for the entire hour and a half?
Yes.
Every always second? Did.
Of course, I was coaching three quarters of the time. But, yeah, I really enjoy watching soccer.
I don't even know what's happening, so.
They're trying to put the ball in the goal. Let's start there.
I get that.
And go backward.
I don't know much else. But like with baseball or something like that, you know when they're going to bat, you don't miss them batting.
Yeah, that's true. It's an interesting point.
I don't know. Or maybe I'm just an awful person.
Swipe right if your kid scores a goal.
Oh. Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This has been a constant theme for 8 years now.
Wow.
Why do so many people support Trump? Well, Katie Couric, do you remember her? She used to be the perky little woman on the Today Show back in the day. She was on Bill Maher's show the other day. They're smoking pot and talking. I don't know if she was smoking pot. He was certainly. But
she was America's sweetheart.
Right. She had an explanation for why people support Trump. And I think you'll love that coming up next segment.
Oh, boy, something to look forward to. I really want to get to this Supreme Court January 6th stuff, but did you want to hit a few of those texts that we were talking about during the break?
Yeah. So Marjorie Taylor Greene had a tweet over the weekend basically saying she's a no on funding for more Ukraine aid. I'm not in favor of supporting Nazis, is what she said.
Which is a ridiculous Kremlin talking point. Don't worry, folks. There's about to be a back and forth.
So we got a bunch of texts similar to this. You dolts could not be more wrong about Ukraine, and parroting each other doesn't sound like independent thinking to me. Look up the Azov Regiment. And we got several texts about the Azov Regiment, and I assume this is going to make the argument that they are Nazis or something. I don't know what the Azov Regiment is. I haven't taken the time to Google it.
Well, we talked about it back in the day, but we talk about a lot of things. And first of all, friend, it's we're allowed to agree with each other now and again. And why you mad, bro? Anyway, yeah, the Azov Battalion, is absolutely a far-right organization that uses some imagery that's pretty Nazi-ish. Here's my question to you, my friend. If, say, I don't know, starting in 2014, the big country next door started gobbling up your land by force, sometimes moving the border in the night, taking town after town, village after village. Let's say if this was the United States, do you think there might be ultra-right organizations that rose up and would, like, shoot guns at those people and try to take their country back? Not only would that happen, a lot of you dudes would be in those organizations.
Excellent point.
who are now thinking Putin is the defender of Christianity or whatever the hell. The existence of a far-right wing of Ukrainian politics, and indeed their military, these are the guys who defended the steelworks at Mariupol, who the bloody, horrible siege that they endured. It's because they're patriots. Is some of their political imagery or thinking over the top from my point of view? Yeah, probably so. But yeah, you got a country that's besieged by its big bully next neighbor. Yes, you're going to have ultra-rightists. Again, you'd probably be the first in line. So cut it out with your Ukraine is run by Nazis. Jeez.
That's interesting. Right. You're absolutely right. That would happen.
It's inevitable. Anyway. Again, explain it to the Jewish Volodymyr Zelensky about the Nazis. This is much more important on the domestic front. Now, here's, I have a feeling some of those people writing those same angry emails also, or texts, whatever, are also convinced that a lot of the prosecutions of the, I'm going to call them trespassers on January 6th. We're not talking anybody who fought a cop. You fight a cop, you're going to jail, okay?
Well, as you know, listeners, you know, I had friends there that day. I was getting text in real time, which was very exciting. On January 6th, I'm at home on the farm, and we get a text from, oh my God, so-and-so is there. What? And they're sending us pictures, and they did the thing where they're just part of the crowd, and oh my God, we're walking the Capitol, and they couldn't believe it was happening. And then as soon as it got crazy, they went back to their hotel and watched the rest on TV. Lots of people like that. She ended up getting arrested, by the way, that person that was texting us.
This, precisely where I'm going with this. A lot of folks believe that there has been miscarriage of justice, inequity, over-prosecution for people who are merely, arguably, not even trespassing. I agree with you 100%. The violent people, the people who did damage, the people who fought cops, whatever, they need to go to jail. But the innocent...
How about the deuces? People who dropped deuces?
That is repugnant and probably a misdemeanor. Anyway, moving along.
And somewhat impressive to have that sort of self-control.
All right. I'm trying to get to the Supreme Court ruling. And you want to talk about poo-poo. You just give me a signal when you're done. And the grown-ups will... continue to talk. Anyway, I'd forgotten that people pooped. What are you...
Nancy Pelosi's desk. On her desk.
You know, it is, as editorials go, an unmistakable message.
Well, do you go in with that idea? Or did you get there and think, you know what I ought to do? And then can summon it up?
All right, we're moving on now. So the Supreme Court is taking up a January 6th case that could affect hundreds of prosecutions, many of which are completely unjust in my view. After attending, this is a great example, after attending the Stop the Steal rally near the White House on Jan 6, 21, small-town police officer Joseph Fisher and a friend began driving home to central Pennsylvania. They turned around and went back to Washington after learning their fellow supporters of President Trump were occupying the Capitol. I don't know why they turned around and went back, but they did. They joined the chaos, and they ultimately spent about 4 minutes inside the building and looked around. That's it. Well, that netted Fisher 7 criminal charges, including a felony count of obstructing an official proceeding.
Wow, I think our friend just got a misdemeanor. But, yeah, I wonder how they decided on a case-by-case basis. But anyway, go on.
So Fisher has pleaded not guilty in his waiting trial, but first he has a date with the Supreme Court, writes the Journal, which on Tuesday will consider his claim that the obstruction of Congress charge is illegitimate. If the court agrees, it could upend hundreds of January 6 prosecutions, including Trump's, by the way. At issue is whether prosecutors are allowed to charge the rioters and or trespassers with violating an obstruction statute that was passed as part of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which was an Enron financial scandal law to do with corporate governance and finance. The law imposes up to 20 years in prison for anyone who alters, destroys, or hides a record, document, or other object so that it can't be used in an official proceeding like a court case or a congressional investigation. So I'm the CFO of Enron. I think, oh man, the walls are collapsing. All of our crimes are going to be exposed. I'm just going to burn all the records. That's what I'm going to do.
Right.
That's what this law is meant to deal with.
That. And how does that and then get it back to the January 6th people?
Well, the law also applies to anyone who otherwise obstructs, influences, or impedes any official proceeding.
Wow.
But the law was written to deal with a wildly different situation.
I would say.
But the justice or the injustice department has used the statute against more than 300 people, it says, engaged in violent conduct during the January 6th riot, although their definition of who was violent and who wasn't is overly broad. Anyway, the Supreme Court is going to take a look at whether you can even charge under that statute, which should be really interesting. I'd love to go on this topic, but we're short of time. And I wanted to get to a couple other things fairly briefly that are of a similar tone. And just a quick message to the to new listeners. You're thinking, wow, these guys just, they seem to be like in favor of something that's kind of Trumpy. And they were against something that I hear big Trump fans saying. And now they're saying something sympathetic. Yeah, we call them as we see them. Our tribe is conservative and American, patriots. And if you want all one and none of the other, we're always right, 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 right. The other side's always wrong, 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 wrong. Whatever you perceive the other side to be, you're not going to get it. Okay? Just, it's not what we do. But here's an example. Here's a far-left extremist, trans-identifying female who pleaded guilty to attacking physically, violently, a pregnancy resource center in Ohio in violation of the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. Now, this is a progressive transgender weirdo of some sort or another who has gotten only 2 years of probation and a small fine for doing what she did. Then you had the conservative man who prayed outside an abortion clinic and was accused of blocking it, sentenced to hard time.
Wow.
Because he pleaded guilty.
That's pretty outrageous.
Again, I'll keep this around. We can get into the details of it. It's wildly outrageous. And then this, which I've been wanting to get to.
I like you using the legal term weirdo.
Yeah, well, I almost went to law school. And then this is getting zero coverage, which, you know, do we need to remake the case that the mainstream media is wildly biased and utterly dishonest? I don't think so. But this is such an interesting story. The House Oversight Committee is subpoenaing various Justice Department officials about the Hunter Biden sweetheart plea deal, the allowing of the statute of limitations to lapse, all of that unholy, obviously mobbed up mess. That, remember the plea deal that the judge said, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Do I understand this plea deal? What is this? Have you ever cut a plea deal like this before and it all blew up in public? You remember that? Well, the Oversight Committee wants to know what happened at the Justice Department. How did that unholy mobbed up plea deal get started? Who was involved in it? Who made the decision? And they're subpoenaing people to show up. Those people are stonewalling. They're not showing up. They're defying the subpoenas. The DOJ is defying congressional subpoenas. So the U.S. District Judge, whose name is Anna Reyes, is slamming the DOJ for stonewalling Congress while they imprisoned, for instance, Peter Navarro for doing Trump advisor Peter Navarro for doing the very same thing. And one or two other people, too. I have the list of names here. But so and this is actually Jonathan Turley writing about this. The only way for the House to investigate such corrupt special dealings is to interview the principal actors, including two attorneys from the DOJ that they want to talk to. Otherwise, as Democratic members have done, critics can insist they've no direct evidence of wrongdoing. So the judge noted the obvious. There's a person in jail right now because you all brought a criminal lawsuit against him because he did not appear for a House subpoena. The DOJ demanded 6 months in prison for Peter Navarro. He's serving currently a four-month sentence. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon also received a four-month sentence for defying a House subpoena. The judge noted, I think it's quite rich you guys pursue criminal investigations and put people in jail for not showing up, and now you guys are flouting those subpoenas and you don't have to show up? Reyes went on to note that the DOJ lawyers, quote, are making a bunch of arguments that you would never accept from any other litigant. I imagine that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of defense attorneys who would be happy to hear that DOJ's position is, if you don't agree with a subpoena, if you believe it's unconstitutional or unlawful, you can just unilaterally not show up.
Right.
And she lectured the DOJ. And when the lawyers said, all right, Would you drop your opposition if they're allowed to have DOJ lawyers in the room for the questioning? And the lawyer said, we can't answer that question at this time. The judge said, are you kidding me? She is blasting the Department of Justice in open court for hypocrisy. It's getting no coverage.
God, I'd say it's getting no coverage. This is the first I've heard about it.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
And
it's unbelievable.
And I take in a lot of news.
Yeah, I know. Well, thanks for listening. We try to bring you those stories.
The Atlantic has got a piece called, and the Atlantic leans left, what the upper middle class left doesn't get about inflation, that I can hit you with a little bit of. I think you'll like. Mm. That is just flat out true. Among other stuff on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Live from CBS 4, this is your news now.
So what was that? That was Sunday night. Now, this is mostly an East Coast thing. Billy Joel was doing his 100th sold-out Madison Square Garden concert, which is a record. And I understand from listening to various people who have gone that it is quite the event. It's packed every single night. He sings all the songs everybody knows. Everybody sings along, has a great time. Anyway, CBS actually decided to air live the 100th concert. And then he gets to his biggest hit that people like to sing along to the most. And everybody's watching on TV. And because of the Masters or something, I don't know, he delayed the concert or whatever. Anyway, right getting to the hot part of the song, they cut it off and go to local news. And a lot of people were outraged in the way people get outraged about things that don't really matter. And now CBS has announced they're going to rerun the whole thing on Friday night.
There you go. And everybody's happy.
If you're sitting at the bar and putting bread in his jar, here's what it would have sounded like if you heard the whole thing, a little bit of it.
Good that the drummer kept time, because you cannot trust a crowd to keep accurate time. It's a good decision.
So Billy Joel is 74 years old.
Holy cow.
And maybe more popular than he's ever been. I can't imagine what it feels like to have a packed Madison Square Garden, the most famous arena on earth, singing your words back to you that you wrote 50 years ago with that much enthusiasm. That's gotta be, how do you keep your ego in check or not think I am pretty damned wonderful. That's just, one thing I know from this experience. I am wonderful.
Well, don't ask Billy Joel how to keep your ego in check. He might have figured it out by now, but
you had to be a big shot, didn't you?
Yeah.
job, CBS. So that part that everybody was watching for, you kind of, now in local news, potholes got filled in Jones Street.
Right. Yeah.
So Joe said in a little thing during the commercial break that, what did you say about the...
I was swiping emails and I'm like, no, I'm not reviewing the hotel I just stayed in. Somebody else can. It was fine. The floor creaked a little. Who cares? I don't have time for that.
All right. And I never do either. How was your experience at the Wichita Sheraton? And I don't ever, but the people that do then mislead us all when we want to stay somewhere, because everything always, because I was doing this yesterday, looking at a little family vacation, trying to figure out some place to stay, and they're either 5 stars, greatest place I ever stayed, but you know, the maids came in and give me foot massages in the morning and put fresh strawberries on my pillow. It's, you know, there are rats in my food and a guy broke in and attacked me in the night. And just, so it's either 5 stars or 0 stars for every place you ever stay.
Right. I was going to call it the 5-star, 1-star phenomenon. Yeah. And then it averages out to a 4.3.
Right.
Like every product and hotel on earth averages out to a 4.3 because you got 80% 5 stars. Then one guy who tripped on a doorway, cracked his head open, and he'll never be the same. He gives it 1 star. I wish I could give it 0 stars.
Restaurants the same way, literally back to back. Best meal of my life. We'll be back soon. And worst restaurant I've ever eaten at. Ask for my money back. What am I supposed to do as a consumer with that information?
Yeah.
And people are so much more likely to fill those out if you had a negative experience. If I have a really bad experience, I will take the time to fill it out. Mm-hmm. But if it was perfectly okay and worth what I paid for it, probably not.
Yeah, getting back to the idea that every American should be forced, this is probably not entirely constitutional to work 3 months in retail, then 3 months in food service. And everybody would calm the heck down a little bit. It's not as easy. It's harder than it looks.
You don't bowl a 300 every time. Definitely.
Right.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.